USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
With mass shootings soaring under the Biden administration, Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the need for gun control on CNN's State of the Union.
We have to codify, that's a fancy word for make permanent, make the law that we agree we should have background checks. That's just reasonable gun safety laws. We should have an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of people quickly. They are weapons of war, and Congress has to act.
Harris says there's only so much that the president can do through executive order. Police are asking for tips after a 3-year-old boy was shot and killed at a birthday party in the Miami-Dade, Florida area. Elijah LaFrance dying from his injuries after police were responding to a disturbance at the party. A woman also injured at Saturday night's shooting. Police are offering a $5,000 reward for tips leading to the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Congressional Republicans are pushing their infrastructure plan that focuses on roads and bridges. Dan Araki reports from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Senate Republicans this week unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that is limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP's proposal does just that without imposing an extra burden on the working class.
It is about roads and bridges. And you know, Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. And that is what we have to pay attention to. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class. And we can't have that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Louisiana Democrat Troy Carter has won the state's runoff round of a special election for the U.S. House seat vacated by former Representative Cedric Richmond, who stepped down to serve in the Biden administration. Louisiana's Department of State says Carter defeated fellow Democrat Karen Peterson with 55% of the vote. With restaurants struggling to hire workers, a Florida McDonald's is trying something different.
The owner of a Tampa McDonald's says this is the hardest time he has had finding workers in decades. He's so desperate he told his GM and supervisor to do whatever it took to hire more help. So they advertised on the marquee that not only were they hiring, but they would pay $50 to anyone they interviewed. And it didn't work. The owner tells Business Insider across 60 locations he only hired 115 people, less than 2 per store. He's considering raising the starting pay again, this time to $13 an hour, but he says it's going to continue to be hard to find good help as long as it pays more to collect unemployment. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Black Lives Matter and affiliated protesters blocked traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City last night, leading officers to make arrests. Video footage showed the demonstrators crossing the bridge before squaring off with officers. Some officers deployed pepper spray. Epic Times reports that, according to officials, no injuries were reported, and about a half dozen demonstrators were given tickets to appear in court. In Portland, Oregon, Mayor Ted Wheeler calling for a crackdown on what he calls Antifa anarchists, saying our job is to unmask them, arrest them, and prosecute them. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.